Good evening from beautiful Cocoa Beach, Florida. Here it is, Tuesday, last Tuesday of 2014. Tomorrow I'll be podcasting with TJ Talks, but tonight I thought I'd spend a couple minutes to upload an audio boo and just throw some basic thoughts out there. I'm trying to reorganize all sorts of things. Spent the day out at IKEA in Orlando and checking out things and getting ready for my big dopey challenge. Thank you, Run Disney. And I'm painting my entire condo. Sometimes starting fresh just changes your whole life outlook. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm applying for new opportunities as they come available. And one of these things is going to hit soon, I have no doubt. So it's just about a matter of keeping at it. Keeping at it. So anyways, thought I'd just talk about that because what I'd really like to do is I'd like to do a 5-minute podcast a day using this audio boo. And I need to be consistent about it. No reason I can't do it. I have an iPhone. I've got zillions of computers, and what do I need? I need something to talk about, and I do have plenty of things to talk about every day. Just like journaling, blogging, whatever the fuck you want to call it. We're going to call it something, and maybe somehow I'll run it into a feed with a hashtag and blah, 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 and it'll become a podcast, 5 minutes with me. So, here we are at 2 minutes, and what do I got going on? Not a whole lot of nothing at this point. But I did pick up some stuff at IKEA. I picked up a sort of organizer shelf thing, and hoping to take things out of boxes and move them here where I have them easily accessible, which will also clear out my closet and give me more closet space. So this is a win-win. Because if you go through your stuff, then you figure out what you need and get rid of things a little faster if you truly don't need them. And got a new table. Had some company over and they made fun of my last table. So I thought, well, I'll give this a shot. And if I really like it, I'll buy the bigger one for a dining room table in the future. And though everything seems to be going pretty well. Oh, here's one thing that's kind of cool. I am getting rid of all of my fluorescent lights, all of my incandescent lights, and I am shifting everything to LED. I have decided that LEDs are the way to go. They are cooler, they cost less, they are just as bright, in some cases brighter than conventional bulbs. So get on board with me. The prices are good. IKEA had two bulbs. There, although the lumens on those are around 800 lumens, I think, or 600, but they were good enough for my closet. But two for $6, something like that, that's a freaking deal. So totally jump on that. So what else? Oh, so I've been to a couple of these holiday parties, and I went to one the other night where you bring a gift, and they do some gift exchange thing where people can steal your gifts and do this and that. And I brought a nice little gift I got at BJ's, little, like, you know, hot chocolates and cookies and jams and crap like that. Under 20 bucks. And so the mystery gift that I got, man, you know, I never get something I really, really want, it seems like. Every time I have one of these, it's like, shit, that's what I get. I got Polo. not Ralph Lauren Polo. Maybe this is, but this is like shitty Polo. And I'm kind of like, really? Someone like went in there, at least this is how I feel. I know that they probably went out and bought it, but I still feel like somebody just said, I'm going to re-gift this shit. And that's what I should have done. I should have grabbed some of my... I have, like, re-gifting shit that's designed just for one of these events. And I need to be a little bit more thoughtless and provide shitty gifts for parties where I know that that's what I'm going to get. Is that wrong? Is that rude? Probably is. Actually, they're really nice. I have a nice pen and pencil set, and they're Bill Blass, something like that, and a couple other things. I would have thrown a bunch of stuff in, kind of like Woot in a bag of crap, you know, just stuff that's totally not opened, but either regiftable or purchases that you said, I'm never going to use this. There's always chocolate, though. Chocolate makes a great gift, right? Gift cards and chocolate. Anyways, tune in to the podcast tomorrow, TJ Talks, which is going to be awesome, and you will love it because me and Teresa are going to kick ass when we have a lot of stuff to talk about here at the end of the year. And just a preview, you're going to hear our Deadpool, which is going to be presented by somebody. We'll find somebody to sponsor that. All right. Anyways, you have a great evening, and I will chat with you all later.